a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Reminiscing about a trip down the Kanikinok years ago in Alaska, and the memories of the snorers tent.
Can the audience, if they're watching the video portion of the show, can they get the audio from our breaks?
No.
Good.
That's good. We've thought about that, using that as a sideline podcast.
Hopefully they're not lip readers
either. For the conversations
either.
In between. Nice to have you with us. We got a full house today. Tim and Russ, of course, Matt is here, our producer, but also Taylor Powers with us and Charlie Jennings. Yeah. I wanted to get Roger Eggett in here from Bear River Lodge and Trax Power Sports, great sponsors of this program week in and week out. And I think I said it last week, Roger, but I'm always envious when you post these videos of all the new machines coming in. And this week it was the watercraft, personal watercraft, wasn't it?
Yeah, good morning. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay. We got the watercraft rolling into the Trax Bountiful Shop this week. We got the two new boats and 10 personal watercraft. So summer's almost here.
How do you decide where you distribute all of that with locations in Bountiful and Morgan and Bear River Lodge and Provo? Who gets the new stuff, or does everybody get one or two?
Everybody gets new stuff. That's the beauty of it. We sell our stuff every year. So if you're looking for a good used piece of equipment, we turn our stuff every year. So the new stuff starts showing up, and we start selling the stuff from last year. So everybody gets new stuff.
Yeah. And we talked the last time about the various kinds of machines and the kind of fun that families can have out there. The idea behind Trax, for those that may not know, is that you no longer have to be an ATV family or a boat family or, a motorcycle family. You now have the ability to do all of those things. You don't have to qualify for loans. You don't have to make that monthly payment. You don't have to worry about it being outdated or the upkeep on it, the insurance, all of the other things. That's what Trax is all about, is the way I like to say it, make your family a four-season family.
Yeah, Tim, I don't know if you can hear me. I keep losing you, so we might not have a good connection. But to answer your question, everything you want to do out in the outdoors, we've got equipment for it. So one weekend you can go to the lake and go on the boats and the jet skis. Next weekend you can go to the mountains, you can go to the sand dunes. Trax has the equipment for you.
And tell people what the monthly payment is on just one of those boats that you brought into service this year.
You know, we don't probably even want to go there. Boats are not cheap.
But it's like $700 a month, isn't it?
Yeah, it's several hundred. And, you know, the new surf boats are so much fun. We have a couple Mastercraft surf boats that are just fun. You get behind them and you surf. And then we have the family boats, the Yamaha boats that just take the kids out in tube or just go out and swim in the lake. So whatever you want to do on the water, we've got it.
Yeah. Where are you with expansion of Trax? We haven't talked about that in a while, but I know you still probably would love to have a location down in southern Utah, down in St. George area, right?
Yeah. You know, it's funny you ask, because I have two military guys who are getting out of the military who are talking to me right now about opening in St. George and Cedar City. So that could be on the horizon soon, so we'll see how that goes.
But if people are interested in that, it is a new wave in business these days to offer these kinds of opportunities to families, and they can call you and talk to you about it.
Yeah, I'll take their call anytime. If you want to open up a power rental shop, we'll help you. There's a great opportunity to do it, and it's a great business to run. And it's a great, it's a lot of fun to show families how to go out and have fun.
Yeah. Trax, T-R-A-X, powersports.com is the website if you want to look it up. Or Roger, if they want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
Tell them to call me, 801-971-4002, and I'll help them any way I can.
What's the latest on snowmelt up there in the cabins?
We should be running ATVs and side-by-sides next weekend, Mother's Day weekend. We hope to kick it off. There's no snow at the cabins, just little piles, but they should be opening up the ATV trails by next weekend, so it's getting exciting.
And you still got great deals available, even if they don't, you know, can't come up or don't want to come up on Mother's Day weekend. You've got certificates and packages, I know, on the website.
Yeah, we have some great gift certificates for Mother's Day, $99. She can choose to stay in a one-bedroom cabin, go ride ATVs, save it for next winter, and go snowmobiling.
Yeah.
They need to get on the website and buy those.
Well, and if you want to know why there's still snow at the cabins at Bear River Lodge, let me just throw some statistics at you, because one of the things we have mentioned this morning is being concerned about the crazy snow melt and water flows in our rivers right now. But every watershed basin in the state is at 135% of average or higher. Some areas like the Southwest are double the average snowpack. And on average, we're 162% of median snowpack for this date. We have received more than double the snowfall of last year and are even challenging 2010 and 2011 winter, in which we shattered all the previous snowfall records. And since resorts opened, ski resorts, we have not gone more than 7 days without snow.
Very nice.
So that's why we still have a lot of snow on the ground in those areas. So, again, it's Trax, T-R-A-X, powersports.com, or go to the website bearriverlodge.com if you're looking for a special Mother's Day certificate to surprise mom and start making memories that'll last a lifetime. Roger, nice to hear from you as always. Thanks for your support of the show, and we'll catch up with you next week. I think we lost him.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. All right.
Must have been on a sat phone. No?
Russ, if people want satellite phones in the near future.
Yeah, just call me, 801-450-8317. We're booking up, so it's time to get on board. Even if your trip, something happens, we can change your reservation.
But it's more than just satellite phones these days.
Yeah, sat phones, trackers, you name it. We got high-speed data for the backcountry, you know, if you got to stay in touch. Sad, but true.
Yeah. So, and, Charlie, if people want to get a hold of you for tents, sleeping bags, these great Volandre coats.
Bear River Outfitters, 435-764-1111. I'd prefer a phone call. Just give me a call. We'll talk gear.
Yeah. And, Taylor, always good to see you.
Yeah, great to see you guys.
We still have one more segment coming. Megan Blackwilder joined me a couple of days ago. There's a big event coming on Tuesday, the ribbon cutting, as they make the name change up at Starvation. Well-deserved. Friend of ours, definitely, who we lost a couple of years ago, Fred Hayes. It'll be Fred Hayes Park at Starvation. But we'll tell you more about what's coming and a little bit about why Starvation was chosen as the spot to honor him when we come back and wrap up the program. Just a reminder that the Greenhouse coming up after the top of the hour live at Harvest Right today, and we'll tell you more about that as I'm joined by Tom Bettis. But don't go away. As we get ready to wrap up the program this week, this was brought to my attention a couple of days ago, and I'm really sorry that I'm not able to attend the ribbon cutting of something that is meaningful to me, not only because of our support on this program for state parks, but also because of the man behind the reason for this press release, and we're talking about Fred Hayes, who was a good friend of ours. Dating way, way back, we had so many great memories with him out in the field riding ATVs on some of his favorite trails, and then when he took over state parks for a number of years. And we want to talk about this, why Fred is making news with Starvation right now. And to help us sort all that out is Megan Blackwilder from I never know whether I should say Department of Natural Resources or Utah State Parks, but I guess it's all the same thing.
Well, we are a division of the Department of Natural Resources, so yes,
We're all part of the same family.
This is exciting news because there is a name change coming for Starvation. Starvation will still be a part of the name, however, but incorporating Fred Hayes into this. Tell us what's happening.
Yeah, so we're having a dedication next week to rename Starvation State Park as Fred Hayes State Park at Starvation. So it's commemorating Fred and the amazing job he did as director for Utah State Parks between 2012 and 2018, which is the year that he passed away.
Yeah, and we were all taken aback when we heard that he had passed away. And Russ Smith and I attended the funeral services up there in Heber. Just a sad, sad day, not only for his family, but I think for the division itself and, of course, also for the state of Utah, because he was such an advocate.
He was such an advocate for state parks. So positive. He's such a great visionary for us. And he really was a great friend to not only state parks and all of our employees, but throughout the state. I mean, everyone talks about him like he was a great friend, and he did some amazing things for state parks, just bringing us out of some tough times and really making all of our 44 parks really successful. So
yeah,
that's why he's been honored for sure.
So the official ribbon cutting, that is happening next week. Anything else happening around this? What do people need to know about the ribbon cutting itself?
It will be on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at Fred Hayes State Park at Starvation, and there's going to be a ceremony, and there's going to be a couple of representative and a senator talking just a little bit about what this name change means, because the name change is because the Utah State Legislature and Governor Herbert passed a resolution last year to change the park name in honor of Fred. So it's just kind of a way to commemorate Fred and his family and, yeah, have a great name for a park that's there. And that park means a lot to Fred, too, just in the sense that he grew up in Duchesne, born and raised there.
All right. That kind of answers my next question. I wondered why Starvation was targeted, but it meant something to him in his childhood.
For sure. And that was his first state parks job in Utah. So in 1982, he started as a seasonal park ranger there. So that's where he started his state parks career.
And from Starvation State Park seasonal ranger to positions within the division, including ranger, naturalist, off-highway vehicle program manager, which is where I think we first came in contact with him. And he loved to ride ATVs.
Sure did.
And he knew a lot of those trail systems like the back of his hand. Matter of fact, this program, and you may or may not be aware of this, but we got together with a bunch of other crazy people, and we did two things, more than two, but the two that will be of significance to this conversation. One was to go to, at the time, all 43 of our state parks in 72 hours, which we attempted to do. You remember that?
I do.
Yeah, craziness. And then the other was to go border to border on ATVs from Idaho all the way down to Arizona. And interestingly, that idea actually presented itself from Fred while we were sitting on a trail somewhere in Utah. And he said, you know, it won't be that many more years before we have that capability. And he really wanted to make that happen.
Yeah, he's a great visionary that way.
Your interaction with him, what do you remember about him?
I think the biggest thing was that just he's such a great leader. He was really inspiring. Every time he talked to our division, all their employees, he just had a way of inspiring people and got people excited about working for state parks. And he always said it was his responsibility to take the rocks out of the road for all the employees and to make sure we had all the tools we needed to do our jobs and to do our jobs well. So it was just nice to know that he always had our back and that we were always supported and he considered us part of the family. So,
do you remember some of the specifics that he may have employed? You mentioned that it was sort of a rough spot for Utah State Parks with attendance kind of drifting down and profitability and funding drying up on the other side. Do you remember some of the specifics that he brought into the program to turn things around?
Well, his idea at the time, we had just gone through some difficult budget restraints. We weren't receiving as much funding from the legislature, and we were told by the legislature to become more self-sufficient. So Fred really took that seriously and really spearheaded it and kind of formulated a model, a business model for us to be able to be more profitable in state parks and to provide more things for people to come and enjoy state parks and in turn, over those years, really increase visitation in our parks and really increase the profitability. His goal was to make sure no parks would be closed over budgetary problems. So, and that's what happened. We didn't close any parks, and the park system is doing really great right now. So,
We've been watching the attendance, and it's one of the reasons why we jumped in and did the 43 state parks in 72 hours. We wanted to do our part in just bringing awareness to the diversity of these parks, the proximity to, you know, people living in all parts of Utah. Certainly have one or two or maybe more that are within a short drive, and the many things that you and your families can enjoy.
Absolutely. Yeah, and we have so many new activities. And one of Fred's big things, and something that he's been quoted to a lot, was just that he wanted to have more people having more fun in more state parks more often. And that's really how it's come to be. So we now have 44 state parks, with Echo State Park being added to the list.
Right.
And, yeah, we're doing great.
All right. So this isn't a new one, but it will have a new name. It's Fred Hayes State Park at Starvation, and the ribbon cutting takes place Tuesday at 11 o'clock in the morning. I guess there's going to be a plaque also there to explain everything.
Yeah, we've got this great monument to Fred. There's a big rock right close to the reservoir with some information about Fred and why the park has been named in his honor. So that'll be great to see. If you miss next week, come on by Fred Hayes State Park at Starvation sometime and check it out.
So well deserved, and the fact that it goes all the way up to the governor's office for his signing is appropriate. He had that kind of an impact, not just on state parks itself, but on the state of Utah as well, with all of his many years of service. Megan, thanks for helping us to talk about this today. I was just excited to see that this recognition was coming for Fred and his family. And again, I apologize, we're not going to be able to be up there on Tuesday, but I hope it goes well and the weather cooperates.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'll be joined by Tom Bettis, broadcasting the Greenhouse Show today with our friends at Harvest Right. Stay right there.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City.